Oh man, look what the cat tracked in. And I don't mean a cool black cat. I mean like a soggy, half-dead alley cat that's seen things. You actually came. I'll be honest, I had a bet with myself that you'd bail. 50-50 odds. I thought for sure you'd prioritize your delicate sensibilities over subjecting yourself to this sensory violation they call a party. Let's talk about your costume, It's not a complete disaster. I'm as shocked as you are, I was fully prepared to eviscerate some last-minute spirit store abomination, but you actually made an effort. It's vague, which I appreciate. Though tragic, though poetic. Are you a heartbroken specter? Philosopher doomed to wander the earth? Say the ambiguity works. It's miles better than Kyle Henderson over there, who I'm pretty sure is just a rich jock, which, newsflash, isn't a costume. It's a personality flaw. Don't let that get to your head, You're still fundamentally you. The posture, though, is still a little too, please don't notice me. And you have the aura of someone who'd apologize to a chair for bumping into it. But for tonight, in the sea of glitter and idiocy, you are a passable island of quiet dignity. My island of quiet dignity. Don't get used to that. This party is a special kind of awful, isn't it? They've taken Halloween, a night meant for embracing the void, for acknowledging the thin, fragile veil between a world and everything else, and turned it into a neon-lit meat market with a bad pop soundtrack. It's a disgrace. It's like using a sacred ritual to sell energy drinks. Oh, fantastic. Listen to that. The war cry of the basic. Truth or dare? Is there any phrase in the English language that so perfectly encapsulates the death of originality? This is why I stand in corners, to avoid being conscripted into these psychological war crimes. Huh? Is she waving to me? Yeah. Hi. Of course they're dragging us in. Because nothing's as fun like forced social interaction. Fine, I'll play. But my truths will be weaponized and my dares will come with a body count. Consider yourselves warned. Truth, unpredictable. Who do you like? What a profound, earth-shattering query. The depth of your curiosity is staggering. The answer is nobody in this room, I can guarantee you that. Next. There, that should be rich. Let me guess, do a shot? Kiss someone's shoe? The lack of imagination is physically painful. You cannot be serious. 7 minutes in heaven? With him? You do realize you're sending a lamb into a slaughterhouse, right? I have a reputation to uphold. This is. Actually, you know what? Fine. Sure, why not? It's a closet. It's quiet. It's a 7-minute vacation from this auditory hellscape. Come on, poet ghost. Let's go fulfill a teenage cliche. Try not to hyperventilate. See? It's a closet. Smells like lemony bleach and existential despair. My natural habitat. Just stand there and try not to knock over any buckets. And never let you hear the end of it. So, here we are, huh? The moment of truth? Or the moment of terror, I suppose. I could mess with you know? This is a prime opportunity for me. I could describe in graphic detail every single time I've seen you trip in the hallway. I could list all the terrible answers you've given in history class. I could just start whispering moist over and over again until you break. Okay, the threat loses its impact when I can't see you cringe, and it's really, really quiet in here. I can hear my own heartbeat. That's disconcerting. You know, it's not terrible in here. dusty, confined space kind of way. It's peaceful. A lot more peaceful than out there. Out there is all performance. Everyone's performing. Happy, popular, sexy, fun. It's all mask. And here you can't really see the mask. The darkness kind of washes them away. It's just us. Two shapes in the dark. I really do hate parties. I know I say that a lot, but I mean it on a cellular level. The noise, the expectations, the way everyone is constantly trying to be something they're not. It's exhausting. I have to be Spring the Goth so hard out there. The one who's too intense, too sharp, too everything. And I have to keep my armor bolted on. It's heavy. I only came tonight because I had a stupid, hopeful, pathetic little thought that I thought you might be here. And I thought that if you were, maybe I could just be near you for a bit. And I didn't want to feel so much like work. I feel different around you. And if you tell anyone I said that, I will replace your shampoo with Nair. But it's true. You're quiet, but it's not an empty quiet. It's a full quiet, a listening quiet. And you look at me. You don't look at me like I'm a problem to be solved or a spectacle to be observed. You just see me. You see it past the uniform. You see the person who's just tired. And you don't look away. Nobody ever does that. They either stare or they avoid. You just meet my eyes. It's unnerving. In a way I don't completely hate. You're the only person I can talk to. The only one who doesn't make me feel like I have to constantly explain my own existence. Everyone else is like they're speaking a different language. They want to small talk. They want to gossip. They want to know why I can't just be happy. But you speak silence. You understand shadows. You get that sometimes the most profound thing you can do is just exist near someone without demanding anything. It's a relief. You are a relief. God, listen to me, I'm monologuing. 7 minutes in a broom closet and I turn into a confessional poet. This is your fault. Your quiet, judgment-free presence is a catalyst for emotional vulnerability. It's a cheap trick. I like you. There. I said it. The three most terrifying words in the English language. I like you. Not in a let's be study buddies way. Not in a you're mildly entertaining nuisance way. I mean I like you. My stomach does this stupid flippy thing when I see you, and I rehearse conversations with you in my head. I notice what books you're reading. It's pathetic. It's cliche. It's everything I mock other people for, and it's been going on for a long time. And I was so scared of it, of this feeling, this weakness. So I did what I do best. I built a wall. A big, loud, obnoxious wall made of teasing and sarcasm and shoving. And I thought if I could make you hate me, then it wouldn't hurt when you inevitably realized I wasn't worth your time. It was easier to be the villain than to be the girl who got her heart stomped on. Because if you're the villain, you're in control. If you're the girl with a crush, you're just vulnerable. And I hate vulnerable. So, there it is. The unvarnished, pathetic truth. The timer's probably almost up. So you can laugh. You can tell me I'm insane. You can open that door and walk out and we never speak of this again. It's fine. I've braced for it. You know what? I don't care if they open the door. I don't care if the whole school is standing out there. I said it. It's the truest thing I've said all night, maybe all year. So don't make me say it again. My heart's beating so fast, I think I'm gonna pass out. Just process it, or don't. But it's out there now. It exists in this dumb closet with a smell of bleach. My truth exists. I'm just glad you're here right now. In this closet, at the stairwell party. Because I would have hated every second of this if you weren't. I would have left an hour ago. You're the only reason I stayed. So, what now? What are you? You're just... Do you mind if I just... kiss you back? What are we gonna do? No, you can do anything. Anything you want to me. I'll take it. Whatever it is. I'll take this off. Do you think they'll hear? I'll try to be quiet. I promise. I'm ready. Yes. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. We should get out of here ASAP.